Mwysio nyn dyn o wei mae ni dwch. Beis go benesi o kwe indigo. Mae'n yn dwy dim. Ga os y sgwad jim e cag yn dwy'n jim ba. Ga mae sgwad wako cag yn da. Elaine Fleming yn dysyn y cas. And I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. And so, I am Beis go benesi o kwe, one Thunderbird woman. That's a name the universe knows me by. I'm with the Loon Clan, Mang Nindu Dame, Gauza Squajimekag. That's where I'm from. I'm a band member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, which is part of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe incorporated under the 1934 Indian Reorganization Act. I'm from Gamasqua Wako Kag, where I've spent the majority of my life living in the city of Cass Lake. And I'm grateful to be here with you to talk about the history of Leech Lake. And I began talking about when everybody called me Gabe Benace, Forever Flying Bird, an ethnographic biography of Paul Peter Buffalo. And this was written by Timothy G. Ralphs from the University of Minnesota Duluth. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly, Mr. Ralphs. Paul Peter Buffalo, or what the universe knows him as Gabe Benace, he was born in 1900, and they think it was around July 4th because there was the white people, they said at that time they were celebrating, really, really celebrating. And he said he was born in the summer. And it was always difficult to keep track of exactly when people were born, or the day or the month or even the year back then with the census. I think my father, when he said that, they would come around like every couple of years and ask people, well, who was born? And when were they born? So on some records, Nibaba Iban, my dad, who's passed on, he's listed as being born in 1912, and on another record, it's 1913. So Gabe Benace, he is talking about his early life at Leech Lake, and he was talking about his mother, and he how she was an orphan. And she was taken, she was from Onigum, and she was taken to Five Mile Point, and she lived with some older people. And they taught her about traditional ways of Ojibwe life, but they also made her work really hard. And so eventually she would leave them. And then he talks about his Baba Iban, his father, who's passed on. And He talks about his name being Jim Buffalo and how he had come from Wisconsin. And I just want to make sure I get this right here. He had come from Wisconsin, and he came up the river and he met his wife's family. But before that, his father came from Wisconsin, they stopped in Fond du Lac, and that's where the great chief Bishiki, that's where he spoke, and he is very well known in our history. And he's known as somebody who opposed Chief Hole in the Day. When he wanted to make war upon the white people. So he says when Jim Buffalo and his brother Henry, they came up the river too, and when they got they would go off and they would head off to Winnebogoshish to live up that way, up on Third River. And then he says that he met his dad and mother met on the Mississippi River at White Oak Point. And that after they met, his dad went with his mother's family and helped them. He said he helped paddle the canoe up the river, and then he helped Mom cut wood and all that. And you read some of the side notes on this writing, and it says that was called bride service. And it reminded me of some of the old legends where it talks about how when a couple wanted to be together, that they had to each be skilled and be ready to offer equal amounts of work to the marriage. And so the woman had to be able to do her part to take care of the family and her husband, and he also had to be able to take care of his wife. And they had to prove that to the other family, that they were worthy of being of walking along with this person that they wanted to be with. Anyway, Paul Peter Buffalo, he talks about how they had a blanket marriage, his father and his mother. And he says that was according to Indian custom at the time. And before long, his older sister was born, and her name was Mary. Then they had a second child, and his name was Nakanub, head one sitting down. And he was born a year before Paul, but he was born too young, and he got a cold, and he died. Later on, Gabe-Benes would take on the name of his brother, too, and that would actually, his name, Naganab, would end up on the rolls, the enrollment records, as Paul Peter Buffalo's federal name. So in the summer of 1900, when he was about to be born, he says his parents were paddling up the Mississippi River, and they were looking for a way to make a living, so they were looking for berries. And they were looking for what would become raspberries and blueberries, and they were looking for plums. And so that's what they were looking for, with a way that they could feed themselves along the river. And of course, that's, like I said, that's when a group of his relatives, they split off and went north to Third River up by Lake Winnipegosh. And then he says that by the time they were by Oak Point, that's when his mom said that, "There's my pain," she says, "there's my pain, and you better stop." And so then his dad, they stopped, and they built a quick wigwam with just a few poles, and that's when Paul Peter Buffalo Gabe-Benes came into this world. So he said, he talks then about how he's summer born, and he says, "There's not many of our people born in the summer." That must have been the way back then. He said, "Some people are winter born, and some are born in the fall. Some are born in the spring. And it has to do with the weather." He says, "Summer born people seem to have some sort of a feeling when a storm is coming. They seem to know that something's going to happen by the act of the weather. They're real cognizant of the way the breezes change and those waves of heat come in." So, excuse me. They know when they watch the clouds and they watch the stars the night before, and they know what's going to happen, and they predict things. Well, he asked Paul Peter Buffalo asked some of the old people one time. He said, "Well, how do people, the summer-born people, know these things are going to happen with the weather?" And the older people said, "Well, the summer-borns have a nerve in their body that telegraphs them. And that nerve that telegraphs in their body a nerve on the knee or on the hand or in some joints of their hand tells them that maybe this storm is coming. They also study and they think about things and they feel it. They watch the action of the sun and the moon. And he also says summer-born people are special because they take time to build up their blood for the winter. He said because in the first months they get to eat a lot of vegetables. And so that's very important about eating vegetables, he said, in the wintertime, that those ones born in those times don't have that same connection to health. And the winter-born people have a tough time in the summertime with the heat. But so do the summer-born people have a tough time in the wintertime to the coldness. So just a little bit more about Gabebenes, from when everybody called me Gabebenes. Mi kwech bisendawi yek. Mi kwech mi yu.